Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Microsoft said it plans to buy Datalegro, a privately held maker of data warehouse appliances. Along with last week's acquisition of data quality technology vendor Zumix, the deal will bolster Microsoft's SQL Server database platform for large-scale enterprise deployments. Microsoft will retain most of Datalegro's 93 employees to develop the data warehouse appliances, which combine data storage functions with business analytics software. One technical challenge for Microsoft will be to replace the open-source Ingres database that the acquired company's appliance is based on. Convicted penny stock spammer Eddie Davidson has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, apparently after killing his wife and three-year-old daughter in his hometown of Bennett, Colorado, the U.S. Department of Justice said Thursday. Davidson had been a fugitive from the law since walking away from a federal minimum security prison camp in Colorado on Sunday. He had been serving a 21-month sentence after pleading guilty to criminal spam charges late last year. Davidson earned millions of dollars between 2003 and 2006 by operating a spamming operation called Power Promoters out of his home. Yahoo has become the latest company to abandon digital music customers who bought tracks from its online store encoded with Digital Rights Management, or DRM. On September 30th, Yahoo will shut down the servers that are needed to reauthorize music purchased from its failed Unlimited Music store. Customers will be unable to play purchased music on new or upgraded PCs after that date. The only workaround is for customers to burn the tracks to a CD and then reload them on their new PC, according to Yahoo. However, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has warned that could put customers at legal risk if they did not have documentation of their purchases. Google may use a user-driven rating system to keep bad or harmful Android applications off mobile phones. The search giant is in talks with mobile operators about offering phones based on its Android open-source platform, but the carriers want reassurance that users won't install troublesome applications. Google is making Android freely available to developers and not restricting what they build with it, but it may use a rating system similar to the one on its YouTube video site. Since users are less likely to download low-rated applications, this could reduce the impact of any bad applications that become available. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.